I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to the show. Happy Wednesday and welcome to our meditation practice of this week. This week, of course, we are focusing on listening to the messages our body sends us and sort of practicing trusting in our body's innate wisdom. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So I want to have just a couple of minutes right now for us to get really present with ourselves so that we can be able to listen to what our bodies are telling us right in this moment. And I actually love this concept, just the very idea that my body actually speaks to me all the time. Not just once in a while, not just when I pause and make an effort to listen, but all the time my body is sending me messages. My body holds a lot of wisdom so that whenever I choose to slow down enough so I can tune in and listen, I am going to get a response. I am going to find some closeness toward what it is I actually really need. So in this moment here now, you can close your eyes if that's helpful. And then see if you want to place your hand somewhere on your body. You know, our energetic center of intuition actually lies in our lower belly. So right beneath the belly button, we have this connection to our intuition and trust also lies there. So placing our hands on the belly could feel really good and connected here. But also, of course, the heart. Our heart holds a lot of truth and insight. So see where your hands want to linger. And take a few deep, slow breaths right here. Just let everything slow down. And get really close to yourself. In this moment here now, how are you doing? What's going on with you? What does it feel like to be here in this moment, in this body, breathing this breath, having this particular experience of life? How are you doing? And just take a deeper breath as you check in with yourself and see if you can feel into the answer to that question. Not so much think about how you're doing, but actually feel for the answer. And as you get there, remember there's no wrong way to be. There's no wrong way to feel. So whatever you're feeling now is 100% valid and makes sense. From that place of understanding how you're doing and where you are and what's going on, what do you need? And when I ask, what do you need? I don't mean on this large, big scale of life. What do you need? I also don't mean, you know, answering this big question of what do you need to figure something specific out or to advance in a certain way or grow. None of those granular things. I'm talking this moment, back to basics, from where you are here now, feeling what you're feeling here now. What do you need? Because there is a need that you are longing to have met right now. And I promise you, your body is sending you that message in this moment. So just feel. What do you need? And the answer to this question, when we really listen to the body, it's never complicated. You know, what we actually need, it's very rarely something that we can't actually offer ourselves in the moment. You know, oftentimes I find myself when I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed and I check in, what do I need? Sometimes, or often actually, the answer is, I need a big glass of water and I need it right now. The answer could be, I need some rest. Sometimes what I need is some space to cry and be sad. Maybe play some music and just feel some joy or dance a little bit. Sometimes the answer could be that, oh, I need a hug. I just need some physical intimacy, some closeness. You know, feel into this answer right now. What do you need? What messages are your body sending you? And then trusting in the wisdom of your body. Trusting that what your body is asking of you right now is actually true and real. And then give yourself exactly that. So let's take a deeper breath in through the nose. Out through the nose. Now this practice is less about the logistics involved in how you're going to meet your needs and more about getting really comfortable with this conversation that we have with our bodies, this conversation we have with our higher selves. You know, allowing for this intimacy with ourselves and this daily practice should happen multiple times a day of just checking in. What do I need right now? What do I actually need? And can I give myself exactly that? Not wait for a better time or for later or a better day, but no, right now. And it could be taking just 5 minutes, you know, to give yourself this gift. To ground a little bit, to soften a little bit, to heal a little bit. All of these moments are so very healing. Thank you so much for joining me for this practice. It is my heart's longing that you return to this many times, several times a day. That this becomes this thing you don't even have to feel like you're reaching for. You know, with time, it will become an automatic thing to just close our eyes, place our hands to our body and go, wait, how am I feeling and what do I need? We have so many tools and so many resources and actually we are so very supported in so many ways. It's good to come back home to ourselves and remind ourselves of just that. Thank you. I love you. And I'll see you tomorrow.